Hi, my name is Vaibhav Samant, and I lead Revasa Farms, an agri-tech venture committed to building future-ready supply chains and sustainable ecosystems in India's fruits and vegetable sector. Over the past two decades, I have worked across industries, which are consumer goods, retail, telecom, consulting, and now agri-tech, managing business transformation for large-scale operations and strategic growth initiatives. What I've learned is that no matter the industry, financial management is the foundation of survival and growth. In agribusiness, this truth becomes sharper. Farming and food systems are exposed to uncertainties, from weather fluctuations to market volatility, making financial planning not just important, but existential. Strong financial management ensures that the farmers, cooperatives, and agribusinesses can secure capital, allocate resources efficiently, manage risk, and plan for a sustainable growth. This chapter explores the capital requirements, financing sources, budgeting, and risk management frameworks that define financial resilience in agribusiness. We will also see how strategic financial management can transform agribusiness from a fragile operations into a robust, scalable ventures that attract investments, support farmers, and feed markets sustainably. Let's begin by examining the capital requirements for agribusiness, the starting point of financial planning. For every agribusiness, whether a small farm or a multinational, needs capital to operate and grow. These requirements are diverse and require the unique nature of and reflect the unique nature of agriculture. The first layer is initial investment capital, land, irrigation systems, machinery, and basic infrastructure. Without this foundation, production cannot even begin. Then we have the working capital, the lifeblood of daily operations. This covers seeds, fertilizers, labor, logistics, distribution costs. Unlike many industries, agribusiness often requires seasonal working capital injections as input costs are concentrated at planting and harvesting times. Expansion capital is the third dimension. Scaling production, entering new markets, or diversifying into value-added products like processing mangoes into pulp or launching packaged salads requires significant financial backing. Finally, modern agribusinesses need capital for research and development and technology adoption. Investing in precision farming, tools, data analytics, and the automation that improve efficiency and sustainability. Together, these categories create a multi-layered capital structure. Effective financial management means balancing these needs while ensuring liquidity and long-term viability. Let's now look deeper at the initial capital investments that sets the foundation for any agribusiness. Any agribusiness begins with a significant upfront investment. Unlike service industries, farming and food processing are asset-heavy. The largest component is often land acquisition or leasing. Location, soil quality, and water determine productivity and land cost vary widely across regions. Next comes infrastructure. Irrigation systems, greenhouses, cold storage, and pack houses. For example, a polyhouse farm in Maharashtra may require crores in setup cost even before producing its first harvest. Machinery and equipment like tractors, harvesters, drip irrigation systems, grading machines are critical for efficiency. These investments reduce labor and increase scale but require significant upfront financing. In addition, buildings and facilities from storage, warehouses, offices, and retail spaces form part of this capital layer. Initial capital is high risk because returns take years to materialize, and without it, an agribusiness cannot function. Successful ventures plan initial investments with a clear payback horizon and financing strategy, often blending debt and equity and subsidies. After fixed investments, businesses must plan for working capital to manage day-to-day operations. Working capital is the lifeline of daily operations in agribusiness. It represents the funds needed to cover short-term expenses and ensure smooth functioning between planting and harvest cycles. Key components include seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, and animal feed, which are the input purchases. Then comes the labor wages. Agriculture is labor intensive, requiring timely payments for sowing, maintenance, and harvesting. Then you have logistics, transportation costs for moving the produce from farms to markets or to the processing centers. And then you have got the utilities, electricity, water, and fuel needed to run irrigation systems, cold storage, or processing units. Agribusinesses face unique seasonality in working capital. Heavy cash outflow occur at planting, but revenues may not come till months later at harvest. Without careful planning, liquidity crunches can stall operations. For example, vegetable producers in Maharashtra often borrow short-term credit to manage expenses during planting, repaying loans only after sales. Effective working capital management means balancing credit cycles, inventory levels, and cash flow. It is not about reducing expenses alone, but also about ensuring operations continue without financial stress. Beyond daily needs, business must secure expansion capital to scale and diversify. Expansion capital fuels the growth ambitions of agribusiness. It goes beyond survival and enables scaling into new markets, products, and geographies. Typical uses: scaling production, adding more land and mechanization for greenhouses. Then comes market expansion, entering new cities, export markets, or launching retail outlets. Then you have value addition, setting up processing plants to convert raw produce into branded products like juice, snacks, or packaged vegetables. Then you have diversification, venturing into allied businesses such as dairy, aquaculture, or biofertilizers. Expansion capital often comes from equity investors, venture capital, or long-term loans. At Rewasa Farms, for example, our retail and franchise expansion plan relies on external capital infusion to accelerate growth. The challenge is ensuring expansion is strategic, not reckless. Poorly planned growth can stretch resources thin and destabilize operations. Expansion must be backed by market research, realistic return on investment projections, and strong execution capability. Alongside growth, agribusinesses must also invest in research and development to remain competitive and sustainable. R&D is no longer optional in the agribusiness. It is the engine of competitiveness and sustainability. Investment in R&D focuses on crop improvement, developing pest resilience, high yield or climate resilient varieties, sustainability, innovations in organic farming, water use efficiency and soil health, value addition, new product formats like fortified foods or ready-to-eat packs, technology integration, experimenting with precision farming, IoT or artificial intelligence tools. Globally, agri-food companies that invest in R&D have consistently outperformed peers in profitability and resilience. For example, Israel's agri-tech sector has pioneered water-saving irrigation technologies that are now used worldwide. For Indian agribusiness, R&D can help overcome systemic issues like post-harvest losses and input inefficiency. However, limited budgets often constrain such investments. Collaboration with universities, government agencies, and private partners can ease the burden. R&D is all about future-proofing, ensuring today's innovations becomes tomorrow's competitive advantage. One critical area where R&D and capital converge is technology investment in agribusiness. Technology has become the backbone of modern agribusiness finance. While costly upfront, it pays off through efficiency, sustainability, and profitability. Examples include precision agriculture, drone sensors, and satellite mapping that optimize input use and boost yields. Automation, mechanized harvesting, grading, packaging to reduce labor dependency. Digital platform apps for farm-to-market linkages, price discovery, and demand forecasting. Analytics and AI, predictive tools that guide planting decisions, inventory management, and sales planning. The challenge is affordability. Small farmers struggle to access expensive tools, but models like shared equipment hubs, cooperatives, and government subsidies are bridging the gap. For agribusiness, technology investments are not just about cutting costs. They build resilience against uncertainties, improve the product quality, and open access to premium markets. At Rewasa Farms, predictive analytics for demand forecasting has already helped reduce wastage and improve profitability, a clear case of how technology creates a tangible value. Having explored the types of capital, we must now consider the factors influencing the capital requirements in agribusiness. Capital requirements in agribusiness are never one size fits all. They depend on multiple internal and external factors. Scale of operations. Larger farms or integrated businesses naturally need more capital or land, infrastructure or machinery. A 100-acre commercial farm requires far greater investment than a 2-acre family holding. Then type of business models. Commodity producers need working capital for inputs and logistics, while value-added businesses like juice processing or packaged foods require heavy investments in machinery and branding. Market orientation. Export-focused agribusiness must meet stricter quality and certification standards, raising capital needs. Domestic-focused ventures may face lower compliance costs but higher logistics challenges. Technology adoption. Businesses aiming for precision agriculture, automation, or blockchain-based traceability must allocate significant funds upfront. External conditions, input costs like inflation, weather variability, and government possibility, subsidies, tariff, credit slip, can all influence how much capital is required at different times. For example, onion farmers in Maharashtra may need only modest working capital for seeds and labor, while a farmer exporting grapes to Europe must invest in cold chain logistics, certification, and packaging, multiplying the capital requirements. Ultimately, understanding these factors helps businesses plan capital strategically, ensuring neither underinvestment that leads to inefficiency nor overinvestment that leads to debt stress. With these influencing factors in mind, let's now examine the challenges agribusiness face in acquiring capital. Accessing capital is one of the toughest hurdles for agribusinesses, particularly in developing economies. High upfront costs, setting up irrigation systems, cold storage or processing units require significant capital. Many smallholders and startups lack this capacity. Credit access issues. Traditional banks often view agriculture as a high risk due to weather dependency and price volatility. This makes lending restrictive. Long payback periods, unlike retail or IT businessmen, agriculture investments take years to generate steady returns, discouraging lenders and investors. Collateral requirements. Land ownership documents or fixed assets are often demanded as security, which many small farmers cannot provide. Volatility and risk. Crop failures, pest attacks, and sudden market crash make repayment uncertain, increasing perceived risk for financiers. For example, small vegetable farmers in Bihar often depend on informal money lenders because formal banks refuse loans without collateral, even if the farmers are productive. These barriers don't just slow growth, they trap many farmers and entrepreneurs in a cycle of underinvestment. To overcome this, businesses need strategic capital planning and financial discipline. So, we now have the key takeaways up till now. Capital management in agribusiness is about more than securing money. It's about planning its use wisely. Agribusiness needs a mix of initial, working, expansion, and R&D capital. Requirements vary depending on scale, business model, market orientation, and technology adoption. Acquiring capital remains difficult due to high cost, collateral barriers, and risk perceptions. Strategic planning approaches are capital structuring, blend debt, equity, government subsidies to balance risk and flexibility. Second, phased investments. Roll out infrastructure and technology gradually to match revenue growth. Then you have got cash flow alignment. Plan loan repayment schedules around crop cycles and seasonal revenues. Then you've got partnership models. Collaborate with cooperatives, FPOs, or investors to share infrastructure cost. For example, great export cooperatives in Nasik manage capital better by pooling funds for shared packhouses instead of each farmer investing individually. Strategic capital planning requires not just survival but sustainable growth. Now, with this foundation, let's now explore the sources of financing available to agribusiness. Agribusiness can access financing from multiple channels, each with unique advantages and limitations. First, government support. Subsidies, grants, low-interest loans, and tax incentives designed to promote food security and rural development. Second, banks and financial institutions. Commercial loans, working capital finance, crop loans are traditional but come with collateral requirements. Cooperatives and FPOs. Pooling resources to access shared credit and negotiate better terms with lenders. Third is private equity and venture capital, attracted to scalable agribusiness models with strong returns potential, particularly in retail, processing, and agritech. Fifth, we have got microfinance institutions or MFIs, offering small collateral-free loans to smallholder farmers, especially women-led enterprises. Then we have international development agencies, grants, concessional finance for sustainable agriculture projects. Each source plays a role. For instance, government schemes may provide seed capital, while venture capital can fund expansion and technology. The key for agribusiness is to diversify financing sources rather than depend on one channel. Let's start with the most common government financing support for agriculture. Governments play a critical role in financing agribusiness, especially for small and marginal farmers. Support mechanisms include subsidies for seeds, fertilizers, irrigation, solar pumps, and crop insurances. Then you have concessional loans. Priority sector lending norms in India mandate banks to allocate a percentage of loans to agriculture. Then you have tax incentives, exemptions or deductions for agribusiness investments, especially in food processing. Then you have got grant programs, support for sustainable practices, farmer producer organizations, and rural infrastructure. A good example is India's PM Kisan Credit Card, KCC, which provides affordable short-term credit to farmers for input purchases. Another is the Submission on Agriculture Mechanization, SMAM, subsidizing machinery for smallholders. While these schemes improve access, challenge remains in delivery. Bureaucratic delays, lack of awareness, and uneven distribution often limit impact. Government financing is a catalyst, but it must be complemented by private and cooperative financing to truly empower agribusinesses. Alongside government, bank financing remains a key pillar of agriculture credit. Banks are the traditional source of formal credit in agribusiness. Options include crop loans, short-term capital for inputs and working capital needs, term loans, medium to long-term financing for land, development, machinery, irrigation, and processing units, and project financing for large-scale ventures like cold storage, dairy farms, or agro-processing plants. Then you have got overdraft facilities linked to the Kisan credit cards, helping farmers manage seasonal cash flow. The benefits of bank financing are clear: structured repayment, larger loan sizes, and integration with government subsidies. However, challenges persist. High collateral requirements, often excluding smallholders, perception of agriculture as high risk, leading to restrictive lending, complex paperwork that discourages rural borrowers. For instance, while commercial banks are mandated to lend to agriculture, many small farmers still continue to rely on informal money lenders because formal credit remains out of reach. The way forward is for banks to adopt innovative risk assessment models and partner with FPOs and digital platforms to make credit more inclusive. Beyond banks, cooperative financing offers a unique pathway for collective access to capital. Cooperative financing is a small, powerful tool for farmers and small agribusiness to overcome individual financial limitations. By pooling resources, cooperatives gain collective bargaining power with lenders and suppliers. Benefits include shared credit access. Banks are more willing to lend to a cooperative with aggregated assets than to a small individual farmer. Lower costs. Shared machinery, cold storage, or transport reduces per unit expenses. Collective risk sharing. Losses are distributed, reducing the impact on individuals. Better market access. With pooled produce, cooperatives can negotiate directly with retailers and exporters. For example, grape farmers' cooperatives secure loans for packhouses and cold storage, enabling them to export grapes directly to Europe, something individual farmers can never afford. Challenges include governance issues, unequal participation, but when managed transparently, cooperative financing empowers farmers to move from fragmented players to market-ready enterprises. Even with cooperatives, the high interest rates of agriculture finance remains a major barrier. High interest rates are a persistent challenge in agribusiness financing. Risk premium. Lenders often view agriculture as highly risky due to weather, pest, and market volatility. This perception translates into high borrowing cost. Informal lending dependence. Many small farmers who cannot access banks resort to local moneylenders charging exorbitant interest, sometimes exceeding 30 to 40% annually. Impact on profitability. High borrowing costs eats into already thin margins. Even a good harvest may not leave sufficient profits after loan repayments. Discouraging investments. Farmers avoid borrowing altogether, leading to underinvestment in productivity, enhancing technologies. Small vegetable farmers in Uttar Pradesh often rely on informal credit at double-digit rates to buy seeds and fertilizers, locking them in a vicious cycle of debt. Reducing rates through priority lending, interest subventions, and credit guarantees is essential for making agribusiness financially sustainable. Alongside interest rates, another barrier is the requirement of collateral, which excludes many smallholders. Collateral is one of the most significant barriers for small and marginal farmers. Many farmers lack clear ownership documents, making them ineligible for formal loans. Banks typically demand land, buildings, or machinery as security. Smallholders without such assets are forced to seek informal credit. Even when collateral is provided, loan defaults can result in loss of land or property, creating fear of borrowing. This system disproportionately favors larger established farmers and agribusiness while excluding those who are actually in need of financing. Innovative solutions are emerging, such as group guarantees through cooperatives or cash flow based lending models that assess repayment capacity based on actual income rather than land titles. Microfinance institutions often provide small collateral free loans to women-led farming groups, enabling access where traditional banks refuse. Beyond these barriers, governments are increasingly offering incentives to promote sustainable agriculture. Governments worldwide are linking finance to sustainability. Incentives encourage farmers to adopt practices that protect the environment while ensuring food security. Subsidies for drip irrigation and solar pumps promoting water and energy efficiency. Grants for organic farming supporting certification and market development. Tax break for green investments, encouraging business to invest in renewable powered cold storages and eco-friendly packaging. Carbon credit programs rewarding farmers who adopt climate-smart practices like no-till farming or agroforestry. In India, schemes like Paramparagat Krishi Vikas Yojana, PKVY, provide support for organic farming clusters. Globally, the EU's Common Agriculture Policy, CAP, links subsidies to environmental compliance. These incentives not only improve farmer incomes, but also position agribusiness for future-ready markets where sustainability is becoming a consumer demand. To succeed financially, agribusiness must combine incentives with smart financing strategies. Agribusiness that thrive financially follow structured strategies. Diversifying funding sources. Blend government schemes, bank loans, venture capital, and cooperative credit to reduce reliance on any one source. Build creditworthiness. Maintain proper records, audited financials, and repayment discipline to access larger, cheaper loans. Leverage partnerships. Collaborate with FPOs, NGOs, and agri-tech companies for shared infrastructure and financing. Adopt technology. Use digital tools for inventory, pricing, and forecasting to reduce risk and inspire investor confidence. Phased investment. Scale gradually, aligning capital outflows with actual revenue growth. We at Rivasa Farms have leveraged equity for expansion while also using government subsidies for a cold chain investments, a blended model that balances growth and stability. Financing success is not about availability alone. It's about structuring capital intelligently for resilience and profitability. Let us now summarize this section with the key takeaways and future outlook for financing agribusiness. Agribusiness financing comes from a variety of sources: governments, banks, cooperatives, equity, and microfinance. Barriers such as high interest rates and collateral requirements often exclude smallholders. Sustainable finance incentives are reshaping access, linking capital to environmental responsibility. Smart financing requires diversification, partnership, and disciplined planning. The future outlook is digital credit platforms. FinTech is simplifying access by using mobile-based lending and AI-driven risk assessment. Green finance, where investors increasingly prefer businesses that meet sustainability benchmarks. Global capital flows. Agribusiness is emerging markets like India will attract international impact funds. Inclusive lending models, group guarantees, microfinance, and FPO-led borrowing will empower smallholders. The path forward is to treat financing not as a barrier, but as a strategic enabler. Agribusiness that manage financing well will scale faster, attract investments, and remain resilient to shocks. With financing covered, let's now turn to the next major pillar, budgeting and financial planning in agribusiness.